Blog Talk Radio.
God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International. I thank God tonight for everyone who has called in and for all the internet listeners. Continue to listen to the music and I will return. Glory to God. We are definitely lost without God. We can't breathe. We can't walk. We can't talk without our Father. God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International and Alpha and Omega Outreach. And the Just Breathe program, I thank God for again for everyone who has called in and for all the internet listeners. Glory to God. Tonight I have a man of God that's going to come forth in the Lord. Glory be to God. Pastor Perkins for Refuge, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, 2225 East 79th Street, Chicago, Illinois. He has services on Sunday at 1:30 and Wednesday Bible study and prayer at 7 p.m. A mighty man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pastor Perkins, are you on the line?
Yes, God bless you. How are you?
God bless you, man of God. I am well. I am well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the lines in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that word of God can go forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside forces in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
In the name
of
Jesus.
I thank you right now for clearing up everything in the name of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
You do it, God.
That someone on the land, Lord God, will hear a word and they need to carry them through the rest of this day for tomorrow, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that your spirit is flowing through the phone lines, Lord God, through the internet, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, call over to you, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God, because you are truly worthy, God. And all the glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Glory.
Hallelujah, God.
Yeah, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Man of God, at this time, I yield the lines over to you.
Yes. Amen. We thank God and Pastor Nancy Santa. I bless God. I thank God for you and your international ministry. I was sitting today, and I've been just lifting my hands, telling God thank you because God is worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor, and he's worthy of the praise. And there's nobody like him nowhere. And what I love about God, he do exceedingly and abundantly, above all that we can ask or even think. And God ain't nothing but a good God to us. And I tell God, thank you for that. But I want to talk a little bit and teach, since we're on the teaching mode, from the 6th chapter of Matthew, some of the parables that God has taught. And we're going to go from the first through about the probably 19-24 verses. And the first verse says, take heed that you do not your arms before men. Because a lot of things and a lot of times we do it to be seen. We don't do it to give God any glory. We don't do it to give God any honor. We don't do it to give God the praise. We want the glory. And we want the honor. We want the praise. But the Bible was saying, Jesus was teaching, he said, take heed that you do not your arms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, when you get through, and when you get to trying to show out and be better than somebody else, trying to be important, it says you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest alms, when you do anything, when you bless people, see, a lot of us want to bless people so people can let us know that they blessed us. People can say, he blessed me. They want people to pat us on the back. But I love God. He said, what you do in secret, the Lord will reward you openly. And that's why a lot of times I don't give for somebody to jump up and say, I was given. I don't go bless so somebody can come and say, I blessed them. Because God said, I got my reward already. Amen. And we bless God for that. It said, therefore, when thou doest thine arms, do not a sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be heard and they may have glory, they may have their fame, they may have their fortune. They got their reward already. Amen. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards already. But God said, when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. You can't tell everybody what you're going to do. You can't let everybody know how God's blessing you. You can't let everybody know the things that you want to do, because sometimes when you tell other folks what you want to do or how you're going to bless, how you're doing it, they're going to run and try to block your blessings. You can't let your left hand always know what your right hand is doing, because there are people out here jealous of one another. There's people out here don't want to see you blessed. They don't want to see you making a way. They don't want to see you going to school. They don't want to see you going to college. They don't want to see you bettering yourself. They don't want to see you on a better job. It's just like you at the job and you've been working with this sister or brother for years, and then you spot a promotion or you spot another position that you know you are qualified for because you went to school for it or because you have studied or you have gotten the background for it, and you talk to this person about it. And you go and fill out for the position. And because you let them know what was going on, they did everything in their power to block it. And they tried to block your blessings. That's how people will do. When you tell them of God's goodness or when you tell them about something that you want to do, they will try to block your blessing. That's why the Bible said, don't let your left hand know all the time what your right hand is doing, or your right hand know what your left hand is doing. You can't do that. But I love it in the Bible. It said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, for thine arms may be seen in the street. Left hand know what the right hand do. The fourth verse said, that thine arms may be in secret, and thy father which seeth in secret himself. That's what I love. See, because God is the one that blesses us. God is the one that takes care of us. God is the one that looks out for us, shall reward thee openly. Then the fifth verse said, and when thou prayest, and this is what I like, because see, a lot of us are scared to pray. A lot of us don't even pray. A lot of us don't even get up in the mornings. And I wonder how many of y'all out there that's listening across this national line, how many of y'all honestly could say when you get up in the morning, you just don't jump up, run into the sink and wash up, or run and take a shower, run and take a bath? How many of y'all honestly get up and go down on your knees and tell God, I thank you that you covered me all night long. I thank you that your blood covered my house. Your blood covered my car. Your blood covered my family. All through the night, you didn't let the death angel come and take nobody out of here. Do you honestly get up and start your day off in prayer? Mama always told me prayer is the key and prayer will answer. If you want God to do something for you, have a relationship with him. See, prayer brings about a relationship with God. You need to take some time and just really sit down and settle down and pray. Because Jesus said, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, being boastful. That ain't nothing but being boastful. How about, I know what I got, I know what's happening with me, and it's all about them. It ain't about God. But saints, this is not about us. This thing is about God in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Jesus said this, verily I say unto you, they have their reward, bless him, already. Then 6th verse tells us this. He said, but when thou prayest, enter into thy secret closet. And I say, I don't know where your secret closet is. It could be your bathroom, could be your bedroom, could be the kitchen, could be the basement, could be your car, whatever it is when you pray. See, it's good to go spend quiet time with God. See, and if you spend quiet time with God, God has spent quiet time with you. The things that you do in secret with God, he will openly, he will reward you openly into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, he said, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall do what? He shall reward thee openly. Now the 7th verse said, but when ye pray, use not the vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their men, for their such speaking. Let's not get grand. Let's not get boastful. All these big words and all these big grand words, you don't have to do all that. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Just a common one-on-one, and God will bless you. It's ever be not. But not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have in need of before ye ask. And have you ever thought about that? God told us in his word that he will supply our every need. Now, a lot of times we push for what we want before we stretch out for what we need. Because God promised to supply our every need. That's why I trust God, because God promised to supply my every need. And there's a lot of things that I want. And every now and then, he'll give me the desires of my heart. He'll give me my wants. But if I don't have certain things now, I don't need it right now, because he promised to supply my every need. The ninth verse said, after this manner, therefore, pray this. It said, pray ye our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. The Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then he said, God, give us this day, bless him, our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. See, a lot of us don't want to forgive people. We've been holding grudges. I know some folk out there that have held grudges for years. Do you know holding grudges block your blessings? Block your breakthrough? Block your healing? Blocks your deliverance? Because you're sitting up there mad at somebody, not talking to somebody, can't stand somebody, and that person is going on living on with their life. And you sitting up there with this alt in you, alt in your heart, holding grudges. We got to learn to forgive one another. Say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then the Bible said, God lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And that was it. God already knows everything else you need. God knows you need a healer, because he's a healer. And the Bible said, by his stripes we are healed. God knows you need some things taken care of. He's a way maker. God's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He know all that. I decree and I tell you, if you said the Lord's Prayer every morning before you get up and go, before you ask God to go, before you make Jesus successful your way, your day will be brighter. And I declare and I decree you have a blessed day all day long. Then it says, for if, and I like this, for if, the 14th verse, which is 6th chapter of Matthew, said, for if we forgive men their transgressions, your Father, your Heavenly Father, will also forgive you. But if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. And a lot of times we're always ready to point the finger at somebody else, and we forget about the things that we do. This person hurt me. Forget about we have hurt somebody else. This person has walked over me. Sometimes we've walked over people. Things that you send out, saints, will come back to you. So you got to be careful. You got to have a forgiving heart, a forgiving mind. You got to be compassionate with people. Sometimes they don't understand, but you got to be the first one. The Bible said, let your light so shine that men may see your works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. 16th verse said, moreover, when you fast, and I like this, because the Bible says some things only come but by what? Fasting and praying. And fasting and praying is another thing that gives us a closer walk with God, gives us a nice communication with God. And the good thing about it, we need to have a relationship with God. We got a relationship with everybody else. We can talk to our friends. We can talk to our buddies. We can talk to our neighbors. Sometimes we can talk to our family. We just talk to them and just talk, and nothing get accomplished. But I dare you to sit down. I dare you to get somewhere else. And have a relationship with God. Just you and him sit and talk together, meditate together. The Bible said, now, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. For of a sad conscience on their face. In other words, they're going around looking like you're at work, frowning up. What's wrong with you? I'm hungry. Oh, you know, already you just blew your blessing. But when you get up, you know, don't be sad, Sam. For they have their reward under, for they may appear unto men to be fasting. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward already. But thou, when thou fastest, anointed, Lord, you anointed my head with oil, thine head, and wash your face, that thou appear not unto men to be fast. Now, it's the look. It's how you look. Sometimes you look, I mean, and you know how a lot of saints get, if they don't eat, they just their day is just messed up. I declare, we're supposed to be fasting saints. We're supposed to be praying saints. But we stay in restaurants, in fast foods, places more than anybody else. We would have a fit sometime if we can't get our meal. Oh, my God. And don't let somebody talk about fast from drinking their coffee. If they can't have their cup of coffee in the morning, it's going to be a bad day for them. They're going to look sad. Some people, my sister love Pepsi. Sometimes they get that, don't get that Pepsi. Oh, my God, it's just a messed up day. But the Bible said, don't appear to be fast. Don't look sad. I'm hungry. Oh, I'll be glad when 6 o'clock comes. Oh, I'll be glad when, oh, I just got to go. You already got your reward. You got your blessing. You got that already. But thou, thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father that seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Then as we go down here, it said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust and doth do corrupt, and where thieves break it through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thine whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, come on now, thine whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thine be darkness, how great is the darkness? No man can serve two masters. Guess this. It's time for you to make a decision. Why, how come things ain't going right for you? How come things not going your way? How come, listen, because you're not sure if you want to work for God or you want to work for Lucifer. No man can serve two. We can't serve God and the devil at the same time. It's just impossible. My desire, my heart, my content, I'm going to please God. I'd rather please God than man. We can't please everybody. So we got to please God. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold fast to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve man, God, and mammon. You just can't do it. God's a jealous God. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. So you got. My desire is to serve God and to please God. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? And a lot of times we will spend our time worrying about what we're going to do, what we're going to have, how we're going to make it, how we're going to do it. That's why the Bible said, give us this day our daily bread, one day at a time. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it. I don't know which way God's going to bless today. I know he's going to bless. I'm not going to stress out. I'm not going to have no stroke. I'm not going to have no heart attack. I'm not going to have no nervous breakdown worrying about tomorrow. God, give us this day. When God wake you up in the morning, when God give you the strength in the morning, that's another day to go forth and go on and bless God. And I decree and I tell you, if you bless God during that day, you should not worry about having any food to eat. You should not worry about the lights being taken care of, the gas being taken care of, because you already put it in God's hands. Why worry about all that? Why stress about all that? God knows what you need. He know you need lights. He know you need gas. He know you need food. That's why you got a link on the car. And when a link ain't on the car, that's why he give you some money to get some food. When you don't have money to get that, God will send somebody by that will bless you. But you got to trust God. You got to trust God. That's why I said, therefore, I said unto you, take no thought of your life. Take it forward. This life belongs to God. God promised to take care of us. And the Bible said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Had he not said it, shall he not make it good? That's why I trust God. God created me. He was the potter. I was the clay. He put me together. So God know what I need. He know what I need. He know what I got to have. So that's why I don't worry about tomorrow. I would give us this day. I would deliberate. Take not. Therefore, I say unto you again, take no thought for your life. Now, 26 verse says, behold, the fly fowl. Look at the birds that fly. Oh, my God. Look at the birds that fly all around. Look at the little animals that be around here. Look at the squirrels that be running around through there. Look at the swans that be in the water, the ducklings that be there every day. They don't go out. They don't have no 9-to-5. They ain't got no midnight jobs. They, by the fact, they don't work at all. God trusts us, and God is still in us to throw them some food, to bless them, to take care of them. Look at them. For they sow not. They don't do nothing. All they do is fly around, smile, fly around. They don't do nothing. Neither do they weep nor gather into barns. Yet, God takes care of them. In the wintertime, he changes their fur to a heavier fur so they don't freeze. They don't be cold. And then in the summertime, spring and summer, they shed that heaviness out and put on a lighter coat of fur so they don't smother themselves crazy, smother themselves today. Yes, God takes care of the animals, the birds of the field, and all the animals that are here. God takes care of them. The fish in the sea, God takes care of them. It said, until thereby yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? Nobody. We're not God. Can't nobody add or take away. And why take ye thought for raiment? What you going to wear? Why? The Lord, I keep bringing that back to us because, see, what we fail to remember, God promised to supply our every need. If we don't have it, we don't need it. It's a difference in needs and wants. A lot of times we see, oh, I love this outfit. I see this. A lot of things that we see, and we get it because our eyes see it. And our eyes gets us in trouble a lot of times. Our eyes will cause us to mess up our credit and everything because of our eyes and what we see and what we want, not because of what we need. We get it because we want it. So that's why God said, take no thought about that. And why take thought of your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. Bless him, all the flowers. Isn't it ironic and how beautiful the seasons pass by? Springtime comes, the leaves start getting on the trees. Glory to God. The flowers start blooming. Thank God. The brown grass start turning green during the season. Summer, even though it gets hot every now and then, God send the rain. And when the rain comes by, showers of blessings. It comes by and it takes care of them and it waters the field. It waters the trees. It waters the flowers. God take care of them, and they grow so beautifully. And then at fall time, so one not hurt, one not mess up, God will switch over, and it turn the green leaves to beautiful colors, and they fall, and we put them up, and bad trees, but yet in the midst of the bad trees, God have a coating on them that they don't mess up. So when springtime comes, thank you, Jesus. Them same branches, those same trees, God clothed them again, sent out pretty leaves again. They ain't worried about that. Your grass comes back green every year. and it grows so long. So that's that. And why take ye thought of the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies, like one of these flowers. I don't care how fine Solomon was. I don't care how much raiment he had. He had some of the best clothes, but it was not like the beautiful lilies of the field. And if you haven't seen any lilies, you ought to sit down and not just wait till Easter to look at lilies. You ought to look at lilies down through the summer and the springtime. Lilies are gorgeous. They're a gorgeous flower. Wherefore, if God, and that's what I love about God, God would do it. The Bible said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass, come on, bless him, of the field, which do the day is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, with I mean the sun to come down and burn it down, but God take care of it, shall he not much more clothe you? And this is what I can, only ye of little faith. We got to stop worrying, saints, so much about what we don't have and start thanking God for what we have. Thank you makes room for more. If you stop to tell God, thank you for this, and stop complaining about what we don't have, where we're not at, what's going on, sometimes we're yet complaining with a loaf of bread under our arms. We're yet complaining. I don't have this. I don't have that. And God has done blessed us, our right mind, our health, and our strength. That's why I tell God thank you. The more you tell God thank you, the more he'll bless you. And every day you make it through another day, that's another day to tell God thank you and not complain about it. Because, see, our faith is what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. I may not see it, but I know God's going to give it to me. Who do you trust? I trust God. Yes, we're about the 9th or 10th day in a month, and our rent is still due. But faith said God's going to give it because the landlord ain't put you out. I trust God. O ye of little faith, Lord, increase my faith and help my unbelief. You got to know that God's going to do this thing. Oh, my car note is due. Is God going to fix it? Faith says yes. Dalton Thomas said no. Faith said yes. I don't know where it's going to come or how it's going to come, but God, you gave me this car, and I know you're going to meet every note. So even though it might be a couple days late, I know God's going to pay the note. Faith says yes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. I haven't worked in a while. I haven't had a job in a while. God has gone, but I'm yet in the house. I yet have clothes. I yet have food. I trust God. Faith says God's going to do it. Doubt says, I'm not sure. I don't know. He might not. Faith says God's going to do it. But thou, and I love God for that. I love God for that. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherefore shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth the things that ye have need. God knows what you need. And we need to minister to ourselves as well as our friends, as well as our loved ones, and even our family members. When they get around and say, oh, how's this going to happen? How's this going to work? We got to tell them, God knows what's needed. God knows. If don't nobody else know, he knows. He sits high and he looks down upon us. God knows what we need. So he already knows. Something we wouldn't even have to ask for. While we're on our knees yet praying, God sends an angel and he puts them on the run. By the time we get through praying, the thing that we've been praying for is already done because our faith says God's going to do it. He already knows. What you need. Father, therefore, knoweth what you have need of all these things. But, now catch this, and I like this one, the 33rd verse. Y'all need to hold on to this one. It said, but seek ye first. See, what are you looking for? Who are you seeking after? Where's your trust? Where's your faith? Who's your trust in? Who's your faith in? Seek ye first. Something you got to do. See, in order to receive these blessings, in order to make it down here, in order to have a great, satisfying life, what are you looking for? What are you seeking after? The Bible said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hey, glory to God. We got to seek God first. Seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. You got to walk upright. See, your walk tells God how you want it really to do. We can't straddle the fence. We got to be righteous. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you seek God first in all thy ways, acknowledge God. When you're driving, acknowledge God. When you get up, acknowledge God. When you get to work, acknowledge God. On the way home, acknowledge God. Walking through your house, through your bedroom, acknowledge God. What I'm going to put on, what I work out, acknowledge God. First, on all your ways and everything you do, you acknowledge God. First, God, which way should I go with this? How should I go? Even when you get up, God, what should I wear today? God, what should I eat? What should I say, God? Minister to me. Tell me my mind so I just open up and say anything foolishly. What shall I do? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these and its righteousness and all these things would that be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. And that's why I love God. Faith moves God. Hello, somebody. Faith moves God. Remember the story about the centurion man? And his servant was sick. And he saw Jesus on the road, was going there. And he went to Jesus. And he said, Master, my servant is at home sick. And Jesus paused and told him, I'll come. But this man had enough faith. See, faith moves God. This man had enough faith. He said, I'm not worthy of you to come into my home. But if you speak the word, that's how it was. And the man said, had enough faith. You ain't got to come lay a hand. You ain't got to come and speak in tongues. You ain't got to come and do no dancing. You ain't got to shout. You ain't got to lay out. You're not even anointed with oil. You ain't got to do none of that. And ain't nothing wrong with all of that. I love it myself. But faith stuck in and stepped in. And centurion man looked at Jesus and said, if you speak the word. That's why David said, the word have I hid in my heart, glory to God, that I might not sin against thee. Speak the word. And today and tonight, I'm telling you, saints, what I want you to do is let God have his way in your life. Speak the word over your life. Speak the word to do it. He says, speak the word and he shall be healed. So look at your condition and speak over your condition and speak the word and watch God bless. Watch God bless. And I bless you for this thing. I bless you tonight.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, man of God, for the word that went forth tonight. Don't tell your left hand what your right hand is doing. Pray and now walk in faith and speak the word. Glory to God. If you are on the phone lines or you are over the internet and you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ.
In Christ. You can't work it out yourself.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
Jesus will come into your life and help you work it out. He will lead you and guide you by his Spirit.
Yes, he will.
So say this prayer after me. Father,
Thank you, Jesus.
That I have sinned.
Do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
my
God.
Heart and forgive me.
Yes, God.
I believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Yes, God.
On my own, I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you said that cool, the angels are rejoicing, and we welcome into the body of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus, because that's what it's about, building up the kingdom of
building
God.
Building up the kingdom of God. Yes, God.
Drawing people into the kingdom of God for the glory of God.
Yes.
If you said that prayer, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. Write in the comment box. Let us know. We want to pray for you. If you do not have
a
Bible,
yes,
you need a Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And welcome into the body of Christ. Welcome into the body of Christ. As the man of God say, get up. If you don't know how to pray, just say, good morning, God. Help me. Hallelujah. You acknowledge the Lord. Direct your path.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to open up the phone lines at this time for comments, testimony, or prayer requests. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
If someone's on the line with a prayer request or testimony or comment, you may come now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, woman of God.
Okay. God bless everyone tonight. You know, God, I say thank you for coming on the line and giving us so many scriptures from the Word of God, you know, keeping us in remembrance of God's Word. And I thank you for taking your time out and to help increase the kingdom of God. I thank God for Kingdom Big, doing such a big work in the Lord, for accepting their request for you to come on, man of God. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're uplifting us so much for the things that we need to hear as believers. And people who are with Christ, we need to keep hearing his words. Especially the day when the stress of life came upon, you know, not come upon us, but when we've been, you know, it's our day to day, and at the end of the day, we're thinking about what's going on from
and what is
those scriptures. Can you still hear me?
Yes. So if it's going out,
okay.
It's not like you're going to place it.
Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the comments that you have for the men of God. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you just continue to put in you. And the ask of your understanding will continue to be enlightened, so you continue to know what the hope of your calling is. And quote always shut up. You yourself are Jesus in the head of the woman of God. Hallelujah. Follow our faith and trust in the glory of God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you're on the phone line and you have noise in your background, can you please mute your phone?
Hallelujah.
Is there anyone else on the line that has a comment, a prayer request?
I got it. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Praise God.
Praise God, Lord God.
Yes. Hallelujah. This is Miss Jenny. And I just want to say that the man of God really touched on some issues that I'm doing myself. You know, with seeking God's face, actually, you know, fasting, coming before the Lord, trusting God. You know, I really enjoyed this message. I really did, man of God. I really enjoyed your message.
Thank you very much.
I'm telling you, it's powerful to me because this is what I'm into doing right at the time, at a time such as this that I'm involved in, really getting before God, just seeking His face, fasting, you know, turning to Him in the secret place and spending some intimate time with Him, you know, just Him and I in a quiet place. And, you know, you were just touching on it. And, you know, I asked God for something. He did say He would supply all my needs. And that's according to His riches and glory. And like you said, He knows what we're in need of before we can ask for filling yet. You come to Him. And I look outside a lot of times, and I look and I see the trees and the birds. And, you know, God take care of that. So who am I to think God is not going to take care of me?
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
in agreement with you when you said, you know, when that faith, your faith has got to kick in. Looking around and says, wait a minute, they don't go out to work. You know, they're just thinking everything they want. They're not working for anything, for any of it. So, man of God, when you said that, my heart just got so happy that it was bleeding because so truly right. Why are we dependent on man when we have God as our source? You know, we trust in everyone else but the Creator. He knows all about us because He is the one that created us. He knows what we need. I'm just telling you, I'm on high right now. I am so happy.
Oh, yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My eyes are clammy. This was a word for me. It was right on time at the right time for me. It was for me. And Evangelist Hannah, I always appreciate you because, like I said, if you don't text me or remind me to call in when you're coming, I would have missed this. And if I had missed this one, not knowing this was coming for me, oh, wow. Man of God, I just plead all over your life, prosperity, increase. I decree in the name of Jesus that you will continue. But you don't have a choice to continue to walk with God. You don't have a choice. You already gave yourself. You don't have a choice. Ain't no turning back. There is no other way you can go. There's no other way. You are stuck now. So I do want to thank you for that powerful word because I receive every word, every letter of every word. I receive it. It's mine. I'm taking it, and I am applying it continuously and adding it to what I've already is doing because it just made me happy because I know what I've been asking God for, what He knows what I need and I'm asking for. It's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. And every day I walk now when I'm at work or in the counter with someone, they ask me or call me and say, how you doing? Well, my word, Dana, I know is always I'm blessed. But I say, I add it to that. I say, you know what? I am so excited. They say, wow, what are you saying? I say, because God is going to do something. God is going to get some glory out of my situation. And I'm going to have my victory part. I'm already planning it. Well, you know what, baby, faith size of a pocket seed. I have moved these mountains out of my way. Here the man of God is coming to confirm just what I've been talking and saying. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
I love you.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
So hallelujah. Much obliged
hallelujah,
unto you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
God.
I tell you what, no matter how full I am, man of God, if you bring some more out, baby, I can regurgitate and eat some more of that too. You can never get overfooled off God's word. Never.
That's right. Amen. The woman of God, my dear friend, I just pray that God will reveal to you what you are seeking Him for. I continue to pray for your breakthrough, woman of God, because I know how you are truly seeking Him. The spirit and in truth. And I just continue to pray your strength as you walking through the valley that you are walking through. And as I know you know that He said that He would never leave you or forsake you. And He's right there with you. And I pray much blessings upon you, my dear friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praises and all the glory
and all the honor in advance what you're going to do, Daddy. We are excited for what you're going to do in all our lives. We are excited what you're going to do for everyone that's called in on the phone lines, over the internet, for the ones that have accepted you as their Lord and Savior. I pray that you will fill them with the Holy Spirit overflowing with rivers of water flowing out their belly. And they will run and chase after you like never before. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Is there anyone else on the line that has a comment, a testimony, a prayer request?
I might have to put it the other way, but I'm probably this way.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Did I hear someone say hello? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Men of God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come before your throne right now, Lord God, covering the men of God in the blood of Jesus, God. I pray right now that everything that he has poured out for your people, Lord God, you return it unto him a double flow in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. It ain't Cordoba Santa. I banish any spirit of retaliation, Lord God, or backlash in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for your warfare angels, Lord God, warfare on the men of God they have in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that you will continue to take the men of God from glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And continue, Lord God, to supply all his people, God, and give him some of his wants, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And he will not lack no good thing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Increase him in his ministry, God. Continue to give him vision, Lord God. Continue to bring men and women of God along beside him, Lord God, to help him, Lord God, all in his vision, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray a fresh anointing, Lord God, that will meet him when he walks in his church home, Lord God. A fresh fire upon the men of God, God. Destroy everything in the inside of him right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And you will get all the praises, and all the glory, and all the honor, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord God, in the men of God's life, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pastor Perkins, do you have any comments? Hello?
Yes, I was trying to get this phone together. But we bless God even the more. And everyone that has sent out a blessing to me, I return it back to them a hundredfold in the name of Jesus. God promised to supply every need. But what I want everybody yet do, in spite of how it looks, trust God. All I'm asking everybody to do right now is just trust God. Okay, how bad it looks, how it comes. Delayed does not mean denied. God is still going to do what he promised us. But we got to believe him and we got to trust God. When y'all get through, you got to trust God. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. Just because it's not here, that don't mean he's not doing it. It doesn't mean it's not coming to pass. God shall bring that thing to pass. And I want everybody yet today to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help yet comes from the Lord. Sister Hannah, Evangelist Hannah, I thank God for you in this ministry. And I decree that God take you even higher. And as you bless and pour out your spirit on these people, it returns to you 100-fold. Every need shall be met. God's going to do it for your glory. God's going to pour into your ministry like never before. He's going to send the money shall come. And he will just stop worrying about how you're going to see it. God already got it fixed for you. You got to stop worrying. All you do is just stand still and say, God, I trust you. And watch these doors. God's going to open heaven's window and pull you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. And we thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I bless you.
God bless you, man of God. And again, Kingdom Builders International, thank everyone that called in. If you would like to sow a seed or make a donation into the ministry, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. It is a secure website, and God bless again. And I just thank God for another Just Breathe program. Hallelujah, Shatorobo, see his vision. And I thank you, men of God, Kingdom Builders. Thank you also. And glory to God. And again, I thank everyone that has called in. And I thank God for all the internet listeners. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. And good night.
Good night. Bless you.
Bless you, man.
One more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness.